Right now, we're taking a break to reminisce about some of the best moments in Wisconsin sports history. Most sports are on hold right now because of the COVID-19 pandemic. We're not sure when they'll be back in full swing. What we can do in the meantime is look back on some of our favorite memories. Our next guest put together his own list of the 50 greatest Wisconsin sports moments of the last 50 years, looking into how each one played out and the impact that it left. You can join in with your favorites at 800-642-1234. Do you have a favorite, most memorable Wisconsin sports moment? What made it special? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or email ideas@WPR.org. J.R. Radcliffe is a trending sports reporter from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. He hosts the Journal Sentinel's Brewers podcast. His 50 in 50 series, plus a bonus list of 10 extra sports moments, recently wrapped up. J.R., welcome back to Central Time.
Hey, thanks for having me. I really appreciate being here.
Well, even when sports are happening, which they're mostly not, these kind of conversations, these reminiscences can be good starters for conversations. Is this something you found yourself doing even in normal times, trying to think of those great moments?
I definitely think it was one component of what my job is at the Journal Sentinel as the trending sports reporter, is kind of taking a historical spin at times usually through the lens of something that's just happened recently. You know, maybe the Brewers had a walk-off home run against the Cubs. You know, I've made a list of ranking all the walk-off home runs against the Cubs. You know, nothing like twisting the knife into the Cubs fans a little bit too. So that is part of what my role has been at the Journal Sentinel, and so the historical stuff is certainly on my mind a lot. I've been following Wisconsin sports my whole life, and so this came kind of naturally. And when I was staring down what seemed like it was going to be a pretty long pause from regular sports competition, it seemed like the right time to maybe do a pretty big deep dive into some of the biggest moments in Wisconsin sports history and give each one kind of its own feature story.
Before we dig into each moment, what was your criteria? What did a moment have to do to lift itself above all others here?
Well, obviously when we're talking moments, there's a nebulous criteria because what you define as a moment could be, you know, an entire game, you know, winning a championship, winning a Super Bowl is certainly going to be way, way up there. But I did try to look at it more as a singular moment. So, you know, certainly I broke my own rules a lot, but I did try to make it something that, and I even said this in the definition of the rules, something where you remember where you were when this thing happened. And that could be a big shot, a big home run. It could be a whole game, but something that really sticks out in your mind because you were there to witness it, and you'll never forget where you were and the circumstances around it. I did sort of throw in caveats that it's Wisconsin sports teams and some Wisconsin sports athletes competing in individual competitions or international competitions with like Team USA, rather than athletes who are homegrown competing now in pro sports organizations that are outside Wisconsin. So I did try to narrow the scope that way a little bit. Threw in a couple moments that just plain old took place on Wisconsin soil, such as Tiger Woods announcing that he was turning pro at Brown Deer Park back in the late 90s. So that was the rough criteria. But, you know, I probably broke my own rules a couple times and tried to make this as fun as possible and not be too rigid with what I was trying to present.
JR, I'm going to be selfish and pick out a couple moments on your list that I remember where I was. The Aaron Rodgers Hail Mary against the Detroit Lions on Thursday Night Football. I have vivid memories of just like falling to my knees on the floor, like almost hyperventilating after that play. That was one of my more specific memories from your list. And the other one was a few years back, was on your list. I should have written the year down, the Bronson Koenig buzzer beater to get the Badgers into the Sweet 16. Watching with the family. And that was another just what did I just see kind of moment.
And both of those are interesting in that they're kind of similar. There wasn't, you know, that Badgers team overachieved. They beat a 2 seed in Xavier that year. They didn't go beyond, you know, they didn't go to the Final Four or anything. So it's kind of about the singularity of that moment. And same with the Hail Mary, which, again, I think everybody shares, you know, I think we all remember where we were when that happened. It's not like that team went on to make a deep run into the playoffs, go to the Super Bowl or anything like that. So both of those things probably lose a little steam because of that. But it's the singularity of that moment. And then that also makes it difficult because the scope of this has been the past 50 years. Well, things in the 1970s and 1980s weren't as universally televised as things that are, you know, in the last 20 years. So we maybe don't have a, you know, sort of singular experience of some moments that took place before we're all watching it on live television. You know, that some of the things from the 1980 Olympics that stick out, they happened on tape delay for people. Some people knew about it because they listened to it on the radio, but it wasn't that singular moment where everyone knows right where they were. Some of those things still made my list, but there's also that challenge and slightly weighing that maybe some of the more modern moments are a little bit more, you know, simply because we remember them, recency bias, but also because they're televised or broadcast in a way that some of the older ones weren't.
Talking to J.R. Radcliffe from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, looking at great sports moments, 50 of them he wrote about in the last 50 years in Wisconsin sports history. Well, let's get to some on the list. This one, number 12, we'll give a listen here. Ryan Braun helping clinch a playoff spot against the Cubs. There's the Cubs again in 2008.
And there's a drive in the left field. This is hit well, and it's gone! Ryan Braun! A two-run home run! The Brewers take the lead!
All right, we don't have a Brewers World Series win to put on the list, but this was a pretty good Brewers moment, JR.
If I were making a list of my personal moments, honestly, that'd be top three at least. I haven't been around for all of the moments on this list, so it's probably unfair, but... That was a very meaningful moment to me. I tell this joke, and it's old, and my wife, if she hears it, will roll her eyes. But I always say, I got married September 20th, 2008, and the greatest day of my life happened 10 days later when the Milwaukee Brewers went to the playoffs for the first time in my lifetime. Or, you know, I was born in 82, but obviously not aware of what was going on. That was a huge breakthrough, and I really wanted to rank it higher, just didn't feel like I could with some of the things that were in that, you know, those top 12 spots. But some of the moments are just plain old breakthroughs. And yeah, the Brewers didn't get beyond the first round of the playoffs that year, but it isn't about the stage they ended up on. It was about snapping that 26-year drought and doing so in tremendously dramatic fashion. That home run, Sabathia finishing the game, CC Sabathia finishing that game with a very memorable double play to end it. And there are other items on the list as well, like, you know, the Badgers winning the 94 Rose Bowl, the 93 season. You know, the Badgers have been back to Rose Bowl since then. That might theoretically take some of the shine away from that moment, but it still was so meaningful in the moment and so important for the Badgers to break through the way they did. So that's obviously something I'm weighing as I'm trying to lay these out.
And let's clarify, you're happy because you were married and the Brewers went to the playoffs, right? It was like both together that made this such a special day.
Yes, and obviously okay. It is just a joke, but that was a very memorable stretch of September for yours truly.
All right, you've got a lot of Packers in the top spot. Let's, spoiler alert, this one's number one. Here's a listen to the number one moment in your top 50 here.
Kick goes to Desmond Howard at the one. Desmond Howard is off. You better turn it on or he's gone. Desmond Howard. To the Patriot end zone. As soon as they get back in it, Green Bay takes it away, 99 yards.
And that was at not just a Super Bowl winning play in effect, but it was at a pivotal moment in the game.
Yeah, the Patriots had just scored and kind of taken some momentum, and then Desmond Howard's immortal kickoff return. You know, it's on the cover of Sports Illustrated the following week with the moniker Special Team. And no secret that the Packers are king. If we're talking about, you know, any sort of sports ranking in Wisconsin, Packers are always going to get some preferential treatment. So I think there's four Packers moments in the top six on my list. And I think that's probably right. And certainly winning a Super Bowl is kind of the pinnacle. If that's the biggest sport in Wisconsin, then it's, you know, winning a Super Bowl is the biggest achievement. When I made my list, I ran it by people, you know, people within my organization and some other people I just trust. And to a man of the people I asked, what do you think is number one or should be number one? Everybody said the Super Bowl after the 1996 season, sort of that return to title town for the Green Bay Packers. And obviously the moment that goes with that is Desmond Howard's kickoff return. There are a lot of exciting moments in that game. There's an 81-yard touchdown pass from Favre to Antonio Freeman where he's running up the field all excited. Actually, I think the running up the field is a different touchdown. That's the one to Rison. In any event, there's a lot to remember from that game. And there's that was an easy call as number one.
Let's bring on a caller at 800-642-1234. Mike is with us in Appleton. Mike, hi.
Hi there, guys. How you doing today?
Good. What did you want to tell us about, Mike?
Just curious. Is Game 7 of the 82 ALCS on your list?
Oh yeah, definitely. You're talking about game 5 in 82.
No, go ahead, Mike.
5 of 82.
I was going to say that was actually the day I was born.
And what are your biggest memories from that game, Mike? I'm just kidding.
My memories, my mom's got better memories of that day. 35 hours of labor, they had to get a surgery crew in Appleton Memorial Hospital. She said when I entered the world, the delivery room smelled like pepperoni pizza and Miller High Life.
Mike, thanks a lot for sharing that story. Born with that one. Did you say you were born in 82, JR?
I was indeed. I was born in February of that year. So nothing magical on that day that I know of anyway in Wisconsin sports history. But a few months later, the World Series for the Milwaukee Brewers.
Well, a great birthday present for you, Mike. We are talking to J.R. Radcliffe, trending sports reporter at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, looking at his list of the 50 greatest moments in Wisconsin sports in the last 50 years. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Do you have a favorite Wisconsin sports memory? What makes it special for you? Were you there maybe in person for a great moment in Wisconsin sports? What do you think deserves to be on the list? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or email ideas@WPR.org. We'll pick up the conversation coming up on Central Time. This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. Right now, we pick up our conversation about Wisconsin's most memorable sports moments with J.R. Radcliffe, sports reporter from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. A lot of big news out there. We're taking a break, having some fun looking back at state sports history. You can join in at 800-642-1234. What would make it on your list of the state's greatest sports moments? J.R. focused on the last 50 years. If you got one earlier than that, we'll take it. 800-642-1234. Pro baseball, basketball, football, if you want, college, wherever you want to go, Olympics, big Wisconsin Olympics moments, call 800-642-1234. We'll go to your calls again. Bill is with us now in Eau Claire. Bill, hi.
Yeah, I was wondering if you had the quarterback sneak by Bart Starr in the Ice Bowl on your list. I'd put that up there pretty high, maybe even number one.
Thank you for that call. I bet if you did an all-time list, JR, there's a strong case for number one. I think that comes in before your 50-year cutoff.
It does indeed, yeah, since it happens before 1970. And I, you know, there are a few reasons I picked that 50-year window, but he's absolutely right. You can't
– Oh yeah.
I mean, if I made a list all-time, you'd have to go with the Ice Bowl number one. There's just nothing else that could possibly take its place. And I didn't – you know, it wasn't necessarily intentional to cut out the Lombardi years, but I knew that if I went back too far, I'd be a little bit out of my depth. And you know, I'm already writing about things that I wasn't alive for if I'm writing about things in the 70s and very early 80s. But and that's fine. You know, it's all research based anyway. But if I go back too far, it starts to get really muddy. You get a lot of moments from those Packers championship teams that have to be considered way, way up there. But at the same time, it's difficult to grade those on a curve and try to imagine what would those moments be like today. How would they stack up against, you know, some of the things that we've seen in the most recent 50 years. But obviously those Packers championship teams would have been hogging the spotlight if I'm trying to make an all-time list. You get a lot of greatness prior to that 50-year window cutoff.
Thanks for that call. We'll go to Pat in Three Lakes now. Pat, hello.
Hi. Yeah, I heard you mention that if you went back in the Lombardi era, it would be kind of muddy. I'll go back to the Ice Bowl. I was there with a group of people from Milwaukee. A guy by the name of Lee Martin got us a bunch of tickets. We all worked for Taylor Electric Company, and we took a bus down to Green Bay, and we watched the game. The beer actually froze in our cups. You know, you probably heard that, but that was true. And, it got so cold, you went down into the bathroom, and the bathroom stunk so bad that you had to come out of there. We were at the game, and after the game, we went down on the field, and I don't know if you noticed that, but we pulled the goalpost down. But it was quite a memory. You know, it's so long ago. It seems like yesterday.
Wow, Pat, thank you so much for sharing that. That's a great memory. JR, since you wrote this series as you were writing pieces, did you hear back from people who had been at some of the moments you talked about?
Definitely a lot of people, a lot of emails. It's been awesome. I mean, it sucks that we're in this place in the world. And I know that there's, you know, the circumstances that kind of gave birth to this series are sort of, you know, obviously a big bummer, but it's been really cool to hear from people that are just looking for something different to read about, you know, some trips down memory lane. You know, I have heard from people who are suggesting moments, you know, moments sometimes that fit the window, sometimes don't, but it's been great. Lots of positive feedback, some negative too, which is to be expected and totally welcome. But yes, as far as the Ice Bowl, my grandparents, I once interviewed them. They themselves attended the Ice Bowl.
Wow.
And you know, I once found myself, I was like, did you really attend the Ice Bowl? Because a lot of people say they did. And I'm not 100% certain I can trust you guys, but they gave me their story as well, which I'm sure is very similar to a lot of other people. And I put that into a story. So yeah, I'm as fascinated by the Ice Bowl as anything.
Thanks for that call at 800-642-1234, taking your great Wisconsin sports memories. J.R. Radcliffe of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel focused on the last 50 years. You can go beyond that if you'd like at 800-642-1234, taking a break from some of the big news out there. Ed is with us now in West Dallas. Ed, hi.
Good afternoon. I want to go back to sort of a sad day, September 24th, 1965. The last home game for the Milwaukee Braves. It was important because Frank Bolling hit a grand slam home run off of Sandy Koufax. Sandy Koufax didn't even get out of the third inning that night, but the game went 11 innings. Lou Johnson for the Dodgers hit two home runs late in the game, and they tied it up at the top of the 11th. And in the bottom of the 11th, the Braves were behind a run. Aaron hit a double, but he passed Mac Jones on the base paths because of a coaching error by Dixie Walker.
Oh, no.
And he was thrown out at first base to end the game. So September 24th, 1965.
Ed, thank you so much for that. And it's not, wow, talk about feels like only yesterday. Sounds like it was only yesterday for Ed. Now, that, of course, was before your time range, JR. But you look at some non-on-the-field moments involving things like stadiums, because he was talking about the last day there at the park. What were a couple of those sort of off-the-field moments you included in your list?
Well, one of them kind of ties in. I guess this is on the field as well, but I did mention a little bit about that final game in 1965 in the 1970 moment when baseball does come back to Milwaukee, because obviously the Braves leaving left a really deep scar in the Milwaukee sports community. It's felt by a lot of people still today. I mean, there's a lot of people that are still burned by Milwaukee, you know, losing its baseball team and being quiet for 5 years. So Bud Selig bringing the team back was a huge boost to the morale of the community. And obviously the Brewers have had some success, especially lately in the 50 years since. You know, this was supposed to be their 50th anniversary celebration. So that was one thing related to the Brewers. There was another, I think, a pretty famous story at this point. George Petak, a Racine government official who changed his vote at the last second to really approve, you know, a financing plan for Miller Park. And had he not done that, there is some question as to whether or not the Brewers would have been able to stay in Milwaukee. County Stadium was very old at that point, wasn't really the right fit to sustain a baseball team. And without Miller Park, it's easy to wonder where the Brewers would be, if they would still be in Milwaukee or if they would have gotten the stadium financing done eventually. But George Petak faced a recall election, actually lost his spot because he wound up supporting that. The Racine people did not want to be part of that financing plan. And so moments like that make the list. Jane Pettit donating the Bradley Center at a time, again, when the Bucks needed a new venue, and she just forked over the money to do it, basically, and gave it to the city of Milwaukee, a major gesture for pro sports in Milwaukee. So those are a couple things on the list as well. For the most part, you're getting mostly on-field events.
Sure.
Because of what we talked about earlier. Though it's hard to universally experience something that isn't happening right in front of our eyes, but obviously those are major moments in Wisconsin sports history.
Well, we've focused a lot on baseball and football, a little basketball. How about some Olympic moments that you share in your series?
Yeah, I mean, you can't really do it without some of the Wisconsin Olympians, particularly those who wear skates. In the top 10, I got Eric Heiden winning 5 gold medals at the 1980 Olympics. He's a really interesting story, really interesting. I mean, he really didn't want anything to do with being a star. He didn't want a lengthy career after those Olympics as just being a guy that people knew and that appeared on Wheaties boxes and stuff. He wasn't into any of that. He competed in one Winter Olympics and won 5 gold medals. I think the craziest part of the story is that he's actually physically at Miracle on Ice the night before he skates for his fifth and final gold medal. He is at that game and then wakes up late the next day to get ready to hit the speed skating rink. But then Miracle on Ice in and of itself has to be on there because Wisconsin's own Mark Johnson scores two goals in that memorable game against the Soviet Union. And so he's mentioned as well. I think I have him at number 15. He's a little, if we were making a list of sports moments that incorporate, there aren't many lists where Miracle on Ice wouldn't be at the top of a list like this, basically. But I felt like it wasn't as much a Wisconsin moment as it was a United States moment. So I dropped it a little bit out of the top 10. But certainly Mark Johnson's contribution, Bob Suter was on the team as well, another Wisconsin Badger. Without those guys, it doesn't happen. So they have to be mentioned as well.
A listener named Jeff wanted to give a shout-out to Wisconsin's curling prowess and pointed to Matt Hamilton's gold at the Olympics as well. Some more great Olympic moments there. All right, I want to wrap this up, JR, by asking you, if you could pick, with the power of time travel, being able to go back and witness any of these moments in person, when and where do you go?
I would 100% want to be in 1971 witnessing the greatness of Lew Alcindor, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, sort of his maturation into one of maybe the greatest player in NBA history, or at least definitely on the short list. The 1971 Bucks team, I had them as my number four moment. I did end up elevating one of your callers earlier mentioned that game five of the ALCS. I did put that at number three, but the Bucks winning the 71 championship was about as dominant as it gets. And this town, they just got basketball. You know, it was a 3-year-old franchise at that point. And he comes in and he's such a difference maker that he takes an expansion franchise and turns them into a world champion. And they just crushed Baltimore. Actually, Wes Unseld, one of the great Bullets members of the Bullets organization, just passed away, I believe, yesterday or today. And he was the fact that the Bucks were able to just eviscerate them and win that first championship, and sort of crazy that they didn't win another one. They went back to the finals in 1974, but could not replicate that. So I would love to see that.
JR, thank you so much for joining us. It's been a lot of fun.
Absolutely. Anytime. Thank you.
That's J.R. Radcliffe, trending sports reporter at the Milwaukee Journal-Sentinel. He joined us to talk about his series, counting down the 50 best Wisconsin sports moments of the last 50 years.